And welcome back. You're tuned in to the HBC Nation radio show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And today you are going to be listening to a special edition of the broadcast. We're going to be featuring the Thurgood Marshall College Fund and its partnership with Hennessy. We're going to be talking to one of the incredible students that has been able to be selected, if you will, to become a fellow with this. But let me set this piece up for everybody who's tuning in and listening. The word is that three FAMU MBA students, Jonas Labold and Brianna Collins and Jonathan Jones, have been selected into the inaugural cohort of 10 Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy Fellows. Now, the Hennessy Fellows Program will help to prepare the next generation of African-American leaders through financial assistance, access to training and professional development opportunities, and real-world application. Dr. Harry L. Wims, our good friend, President and CEO of Thurgood Marshall College Fund, has indicated that this impressive group of future C-suite executives from FAMU will have the opportunity to learn and be mentored by some of the best in the business in corporate America. Dr. Wims goes on to remark that our partnership with Hennessy is devoted to our graduate HBCU students, making our Hennessy Fellows the new symbol of success. Well, today we're going to be profiling one of those incredible students from FAMU, Mr. Jonathan Jones. Jonathan is a current MBA in supply chain management graduate student there at FAMU. He graduated with his bachelor's degree in chemical engineering in 2016, and he has been selected to be a part of this incredible program, again, with Thurgood Marshall College Fund and Hennessy, called the Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy Fellows. Jonathan, congrats and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, the Hennessy Fellows are made possible by a $10 million commitment from Hennessy, the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, over 10 years. And, man, I heard in talking with Dr. Williams, there were thousands of folk who heard about this, thousands of students that applied. And, man, how does it feel, man, just to be a part of that, the first 10 that have been named? And talk to me about what it's like now for you and how excited are you about the whole situation here?
Wow. I mean, thank you again for having me. It's been a great and a beautiful journey. I'm so thankful to be one of the 10 selected of the first cohort of the Hennessy Fellows program. And by being selected, it just shows me that Hennessy and Thurgood Marshall, they feel as though I exude the same excellence that they're go through their programs and companies have shown over the years. What this fellowship means to me, and it's groundbreaking. It's truly groundbreaking. What we have to do as Hennessy Fellows and as future global leaders, I feel as though when you're given something like this, you have a responsibility. And I feel as though it's our responsibility as future global leaders, as Hennessy Fellows, to unlock and open the door of opportunity for others. And by us doing so, the next person can open the door for the next person, and the next person can open the door for the next person. And what happens is we begin to create a perpetual cycle, right? That we all start to uplift everybody, and ultimately our community is uplifted. I heard you say earlier that we don't have nearly enough black CEOs in America, of Fortune 500 companies. And this program aims to change that.
And that's an incredible thing, again, opportunity for you. We're so excited to for you in being selected, if you will, as one of the very first students to get an opportunity to be a part of this incredible, incredible program, the Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy Fellows. Now, tell me first about how did you find out about the opportunity, and kind of walk us through what you were thinking,
once you heard about it and you decided to apply for it? Kind of walk us through the whole thing, and then when you got word and what happened and to date so far, what kind of interaction have you had with Thurgood Marshall and College Fund and Hennessy in this particular regard?
Yeah. So initially, I'm a part of, at Florida A&M, I'm a part of the Alpha Z chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi. And so my pro fights were the first ones that were telling me about the opportunity. So I heard about it. And then Florida A&M has done a great job of promoting the program as well. And I said, I can honestly say, I said, wow, I need to be a part of that. I need to be a part of that. They, Thurgood Marshall, for those of you that don't know, Thurgood Marshall and the Hennessy Fellows Program, it's offering up to $20,000 in financial assistance, a $10,000 stipend, up to $10,000 towards a community service project of your choosing, networking opportunities with C-suite executives, resume building, leadership training. When I saw it, there was no way that I could not apply for that. I saw that it was something that could really be life-changing for myself, and it has been. You know, everything that I first expected of it, it exceeded. We went to New York for the Hennessy Fellows Boot Camp, and, I mean, getting an opportunity to talk to CEOs, CMOs, COOs, talking directly to the CEO of Hennessy, getting a chance to talk directly to the CEO of Breakthrough Breakfast Group. These opportunities aren't traditionally given in our community. And it's absolutely beautiful, absolutely outstanding that I'm able to be a part of this and to sit in this room with such powerful people. And they are, and it's, you wouldn't think they're so nice. They want to help.
Wow.
They want you to do well. They want you to succeed. I mean, if I told a couple of them about some of the things that I'm doing personally with my business and my community project, and they want to lend a helping hand. So it's been outstanding. It's been incredible. I cannot say how great it's been, how impactful it's been for my life. And I just know that at this point that I want that for somebody else. I want to be able to provide that for somebody else when I get to that level. So that's been my journey through it so far. It's been great. And every time I come home, I get a really warm reception about it. My mom, my dad, my mom's like, "That's my baby," when I got accepted. So it was incredible, man. I loved it, and I'm still enjoying it.
Wow. If you're just joining us, you're tuning in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And you're tuning in to a very special edition of the broadcast today. We're talking about the three FAMU MBA students who have been selected into the inaugural cohort of 10 Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy Fellows. Now, the Hennessy Fellows Program will help to prepare the next generation of African-American leaders through financial assistance, access to training and professional development opportunities, and real-world application. A very impressive group, and they have been selected by the Thurgood Marshall College Fund to be a part of the Hennessy Fellows thing. Now, the Hennessy Fellows are made possible, if you will, by a $10 million commitment from Hennessy to the Thurgood Marshall College Fund over 10 years. And today we are profiling one of those particular students who has been selected. His name is Jonathan Jones. Jonathan is a current MBA and supply chain management graduate student at FAMU, and he graduated with his bachelor's degree in chemical engineering in 2016. Again, Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. That introduction gets better even a second time. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Glad to have you here. And man, we're excited about that. Major congrats to you on that. And tell me a little bit more about the boot camp. You got a chance to go up to New York, and man, you were there in the C-suite. You met the president, CEO of Hennessy, and other C-level suite executives. What was kind of the focus there, and how did they, what did they do in terms of laying the groundwork on what they hope to accomplish through the Hennessy Fellows Program of Thurgood Marshall College Fund and having you to be a participant?
Yeah, well, so the boot camp, the Hennessy Fellows boot camp, it's a week-long immersive boot camp that takes you through navigating the corporate world. And as we know, a lot of people know, there's a lot of landmines that occur in the corporate world. There's a lot of places that there's a lot of opportunities that you can get stuck. And as you're trying to matriculate through that, sometimes it gets very difficult to get to where you want to be. So in this Hennessy Fellows boot camp, we got an opportunity to learn and to hone our skills in order to make ourselves better candidates and to be able to move throughout that corporate world. We met with executives, and not just executives, but oh my goodness, so many different people with so many different point of views that were able to help us. So we started with leadership and how to lead, how to be able to change your leadership style based on the situation. As you know, you cannot have one leadership style with everybody. People respond to things differently, and as a leader, you have to be flexible enough to change with that. So we learned that. That was our first thing. Second day, communication. And this is one of the things that I really take from this is that only 7% of communication is verbal. 93% of communication is tonality and body language. So one of the things that Miss Linda Clemens said to us was, I cannot hear what you're saying because your body is telling me something different. So I take that with me because it's teaching me, okay, I need to be a little better at communicating with my body language. So then we continue to go throughout the day. We went through business acumen, executive presence, how you present yourself in a room such that everybody knows that you're there, whether it's a quiet executive presence, whether it's a executive presence that exudes confidence without saying it. We went through all of these different things.
Wow.
And one of the things that was incredible was our pitch practice that we got a chance to do. And I say that because this was truly like in New York, the Hennessy Fellows really became a family. It was really almost like an iron sharpening iron type of thing that I would see somebody else doing something incredibly well. So I said, oh, man, I need to do that. And I see somebody else doing something well. I need to do that. You have to always be on your toes. And I bring up the pitch competition because my first pitch, I did not do extremely well. I followed the script of what a pitch was, and I didn't do extremely well. And I saw some of my fellows, my cohort, doing it, and they would come out with this beautiful quote, a beautiful statistic, a way that distinguished them from what they did. So I came back into the next time I did much better. And then on our pitch competition for the community service project, I was fortunate enough to receive the full $10,000 to implement my project.
Wow.
And I say that because it's not just the executives. It wasn't just the networking that was great. It was who you are around. And I was around some of the best of the best. And as time goes by, relationships are praised and valued. So keeping close to them, staying close, was beautiful because I feel like I got a lot stronger as a result.
That is just so awesome. Again, man, I'm just so excited for you with this. So tell me about what's going on now and what's next and when you're going back up to New York.
So for me, what's going on now, I have a couple of projects that I'm involved in as we speak. Currently, myself and some of my fellow classmates, we founded a club on Florida A&M campus called the Supply Chain Collective. And basically the idea behind the Supply Chain Collective is to start to build a pipeline between undergraduates and companies abroad on supply chain. I wanted to do things a little bit differently than how most clubs and organizations did. I didn't want to have students pay undergraduate fees and fees to travel and everything, because I was broke as a college student, undergraduate, so I understand. So we actually got one of our corporate partners in International Paper to sponsor us $12,000, and we've helped build a pipeline directly from undergraduate students to them. That's one project I'm working on.
Wow.
Currently, I have a business. Thank you. I have a business that's entertainment and media business that we are looking to have our first concert in Vegas May 2020.
Wow.
So upcoming. Yeah, really, really big.
What you guys have? What are you doing? Talk to me about that. Talk to me about that a little bit, about the upcoming concert you guys are going to be doing in Vegas.
I can't disclose the artist.
No problem. Okay, there you go. Okay, got it. No problem.
I can't disclose the artist. But
okay.
Yes, we'll be having a concert that'll be occurring in Vegas in May 2020.
Wow.
Really big deal. Mm-hmm. You'll be hearing about it soon, and when I'm able to disclose, and I surely will.
Sure.
We have sponsorships from MGM and Pepsi.
Wow.
That we are ironing out currently, and.
Wow.
We're making steps. We're making strides, and
wow.
It's going to be a really big deal. And when you hear about it, you'll know that you know Jonathan told you about it here.
We might be in the house. We'll see how it all works out. You know, but we're really excited about is that by the whole idea about it, creating that pipeline, man. You follow me, you know, and you really get it,
yeah.
You know, and then getting out there and trying to find the kind of support that you need to have, the resources to put in place to make a difference so you can impact students' lives, making a difference, man. You're already all about it, man. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. I want to share one more thing, because this is really what's going on that in my life that is extremely important to me. I have a project that I'm partnered with Hennessy on called Just One Day. And the objective behind Just One Day is we are attacking homelessness through mental health reform. And you know, it's truly my belief, it's a call to action for everybody in the nation, nationally, we need to attack homelessness through the form of mental health, because it's truly my belief that if we improve someone's mental situation, if we elevate their mind, if we take just one day and elevate their mind to something different and more than what they've been exposed to, if we just take just one day to turn the needle of acceptance just a hair in their direction, imagine what we can do for their situation over 365 days. So when I am approaching businesses with corporate collaboration, with things of that nature, I ask them, there are 553,000 homeless Americans each day, but it just takes one day to help fight this epidemic. How will you spend your day?
Wow.
So that is one of my projects that I'm extremely passionate about. And if you are a business and you want to participate in Just One Day, you can contact me. It's been an incredible journey, and we really don't understand how much mental health can cripple somebody more than what they are. You know, people are going through circumstances, and We really believe that sometimes those circumstances cannot affect us, but depression, anxiety, these things are real. These things are real, and they're really affecting a lot of people.
Wow.
And we need to do something to change it. We cannot say that we can't help these people, because we can't. We have more than enough resources and wealth to help them, and that's what we need to do.
That is just
so awesome. I just wanted to say that part.
Wow. Man, that is just so awesome, Jonathan. Again, and again, before we wrap this all up, what advice would you give to some undergraduate or graduate students who are aspiring to go on to postgraduate work. Let's talk to them just for a second. Give them some little advice, some little tips here and there on things they ought to give consideration to and contemplate in terms of their future and their hope for success and really making a difference.
Yeah. Well, the first thing that I would say is it's okay. And I start by saying it's okay because I'm not scared to tell my story because my story has made me the man that I am now.
Wow.
In the summer of my sophomore year, I had a 2.1 GPA cumulative.
Wow.
Cumulative GPA of a 2.1. I was struggling. I was struggling hard. I remember I got to my breaking point and I talked to my mom and I asked my mom, I had this conversation and it sticks with me. I said, Ma, I don't think that I'm going to be able to do this anymore. Engineering, maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe I don't know what's going on. And my mom told me, she said, are you quitting because it's too hard or are you quitting because you don't want to do it anymore? Because if you're quitting because you don't want to do it anymore, okay, cool. If you have another interest, go ahead and do it. But if you're quitting because it's too hard, you need to figure it out, get back on that horse, and find a way to succeed. And I did just that. And so I just want to tell a lot of people that your situation, you cannot allow your situation to define you. Because now I am sitting here as a 4.0 student,
wow,
as a double master's, as a business owner, as a community developer, and I've done it through the grace of God. But I just want to let you know that you don't have to let your situation define you. Exceed it. Something I carry with me all the time. This is a quote that I carry with myself. I maximize the invaluable. I specialize in the improbable, and I achieve the impossible. And I take that with me every day. So that's what I would like to leave with everybody.
That's so awesome. Jonathan Jones, Thurgood Marshall College Hennessy Fellows. The Hennessy Fellows program will help to prepare the next generation of African-American leaders through financial assistance, access to training, and professional development opportunities in real-world application. Jonathan is a current MBA and supply chain management graduate student at Florida A&M University, and he is certainly someone I want to keep an eye on. Great things are coming down the line in the future, and even right now. Remember, the Thurgood Marshall College Fund is the nation's largest organization exclusively representing the black college community through scholarships, capacity building and research initiatives, innovative programs, and strategic partnerships. TMCF is a vital resource in the PK-12 and higher education space. The organization is also the source of top employers seeking top talent, such as Jonathan, for a competitive internship and good jobs. Again, Jonathan Jones, my good brother, Kappa Alpha Psi, welcome to the broadcast. Congrats to you, man. And we're looking forward to hearing more about the great things you're doing, Nuke.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you, Nuke. It's good to talk to you.
All right, God bless you, man. Take care until next time, all right?
All right, have a good one.